1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
Right, so the Bible says to cry aloud and spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. That's why we're coming out here with a speaking device, and we're speaking boldly in the name of Christ. We're speaking with authority. Why? Because that's the commandment that the Lord gave. He said, cry aloud, spare not. Read on. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins. Right, so that's the job of a teacher of the Bible. The job of a teacher of the Bible is to show you your sins, to show you your transgressions. What are transgressions? What is sin? Let's go to 1 John 3 and 4. Because a lot of our people think that the laws of the Bible are done away with, that the Old Testament is done away with. We don't have to read that. But according to the Bible, in order for us to receive salvation, we must keep the same laws that he gave unto Moses. The same law that he gave to Moses are the same laws that Christ came to teach. And we're going to read that, 1 John 3 and 4. 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever commits sin transgresseth also the law. So the Bible says, whosoever committeth sin, meaning if you're sinning, you're breaking the law. So what is the Bible showing us? That sin is the breaking of the law. Read on. For sin is a transgression of the law. For sin is the transgression of the law. Now, according to the Bible, sin still exists. Sin is still here. So what does that mean? That the law is still here. The law still exists. Let's read that. Matter of fact, jump down to verse 7. Verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. Little children, let what? Let no man deceive you. Well, guess what, you so-called blacks and Hispanics? You have been deceived. Because the Bible says, little children, let no man deceive you. Deceive you concerning what? He that doeth righteousness is righteous. He that doeth what? He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Meaning, he that doeth the laws of the Bible is righteous. Let no man deceive you, say what? Well, you don't have to keep that law. You can do whatever you want. Guess what? That's contrary to the laws of the Father. The Bible says, let no man deceive you in saying that the laws are done away with. It says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous, read, even as he is righteous. Even as Christ was righteous. Because when you read the Bible, did Christ break the commandments of God? No, he did not. Oh. But guess what? Today, our people break the commandments and they don't even care. Like, for example, today is the Sabbath day according to the Bible. You have heard this before because we have been here many years teaching concerning the Sabbath day. The Sabbath day is the day of rest according to the Bible. Let's read that. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8. The Bible commands us to remember the Sabbath day and keep the statutes and the holy days of the Sabbath. We're going to read what's the Sabbath day according to the Bible. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 8. Exodus 20 and verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember what? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. The Lord didn't say remember Sunday. He didn't say to go to church on Sunday. He said remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And now he's going to explain when it is the Sabbath day. Read verse 9. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. So you have 6 days to do your shopping, 6 days to do your cooking, 6 days to do your cleaning, 6 days to work in this society. Read verse 10. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. But the Bible says what? But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. So according to the Bible, the Sabbath is not on the first day of the week. It's not on Sunday. Sunday is not the Lord's day. According to the Bible, the Sabbath day is on the seventh day of the week. Meaning when? From Friday sundown to Saturday sundown. That's when the Lord commanded us to worship him. Read. In it, thou shalt not do any work. Thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. Right, so what does that mean? That today, which is the Sabbath day, our people are breaking it. How? By shopping, by cooking, by working. Today is a day of rest. Let's read that concerning shopping. Because a lot of our people think that, well, God is not going to judge me for breaking the Sabbath. Yes, he is. The God of the Bible is the same God that destroyed the earth during Noah's time period and only saved 8 people. You think that the same God is not going to come and judge you for your works? You don't think you have to answer one day to Christ? Yes, you will have to answer to Christ one day. And that day is coming soon. How we know it's soon? Because the wars, because of the famines, because of the earthquakes, the mudslides. All these things have been prophesied of in the Bible. These are signs of what? Of the coming of the Holy One. And before then, before Christ returns, guess what? There is also judgment. How does the Lord judge? He judges by having men slay you. When the police grab you and abuse you, guess what? That's the Lord. Because he set that man to correct you. He set those leaders up to do the evil that the Lord has provoked against you. Why? Because you provoke him with evil. You think about what? Worshiping other gods. You think that the Bible is a book that is not to be regarded to be true. Oh, the Bible was written by man. No, it was not. How we know it was not written by man? Because you went through slavery because of the breaking of the commandments. Showing us that the same God who judged the world will keep judging it. He will keep judging it. Whether it be by earthquakes, whether it be by terrorism, whether it be by tempests like whirlwinds. All those things were prophesied of in the Bible. So from here we go to Nehemiah 10:31. Nehemiah chapter 10 verse 31. And if the people of the land bring ware or any victuals on... Right, so the Bible says if the people of the land, meaning if you go to the store, the Chinese store, the marketplace to buy what? Fruits. If you go to the Arab store to buy your meat, your cigarettes or whatever you buy, if you're going to buy ware, meaning goods, or any victuals, meaning food, the Bible says what? On the Sabbath day to sell. On the Sabbath day, meaning these people have their businesses open on the holy day of our God to sell, read, that we will not buy of them on the Sabbath. That we will not buy of them on the Sabbath. Right, so today, which is the Sabbath day, our people should not be going out shopping. And all these businesses that are open are supposed to be closed according to the Bible. Because that's the commandment that God has given us. Now, let's say we read this commandment. And we heard this commandment that we are not to shop on today, on the Sabbath day. And we decide to continue doing those things. What did God say must happen? Let's read Exodus 31 and 14. Because for every law, there's a judgment. And that judgment is not passed by men. Because Christ did not go around stoning people. But guess what? He understood there's a righteous judge on earth. And that judge is the Most High, the God of heaven and earth. Did he judge Cain when he killed his son, when he killed his brother Abel? Did he judge Noah and his sons? Did he judge us when we went through captivity? Yes, he judges in every fashion of the word. And he prophesied these things were going to come upon us. So we're going to read the judgment concerning breaking the Sabbath. Exodus 31 and the start of verse 12. Exodus 31 and 12. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel. Speak to whom? Unto the children of Israel. Speak to the children of Israel. You so-called blacks and Hispanics, your true nationality, according to the Bible, is that you are the Israelites. You are the chosen people, the beloved people of God. You are the most special people that he has created on the face of this earth. You were once princes and kings. But now, you consider yourself to be niggas and spicks. You consider yourself to be Puerto Rican, Dominican, Jamaican, Trinidadian, black. Those names are not names of glory. Those names are names of slavery. Those names are not in the Bible. Those names were not given to us by God. So let's read on. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep. For it is a sign between me and you. So the Sabbath day is supposed to be a special sign between us and the Heavenly Father. Meaning this is the way we prove that we are true followers of God. If we were to keep his Sabbath day. Read. Between me and you throughout your generations.
that ye may know that I am the Lord that doeth sanctify you. Verse 14. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it's holy unto you. Anyone that defile it shall surely be put to death.
So the commandment is what? We're not to work on the Sabbath day. We're not to break the Sabbath day. But the Bible says, if any man defiles today, which is the Sabbath, by shopping, cooking, working, by doing their own business, that's what? Selling to the people. The Father said that the judgment is what?
That he shall surely be put to death.
The judgment is death. The judgment is death. Guess what? Back then, during Moses' time period, they stoned the people to death. But according to the Bible, it says what? That the judgment is worse than the days of Moses. Let's read that. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 and verse 26. Because it's not our words. It's the words of the Father. Because how many people have established religion and follow men instead of what the Bible say?
It's not opinion.
Because the Bible is not about opinions. The Bible is not about what? Comic books and pamphlets. The Bible is about what? The laws, statutes, and commandments. The history of a nation. That history is your history. The children of Israel. Hebrews chapter 10. And let's begin at verse 27.
Hebrews 10 and verse 27. But a certain fearful, looking for of judgment.
So if we break the commandment willfully, after we understood the commandment, after we were taught the commandment, which today our people are being taught concerning the Sabbath day, he said there's a what?
But a fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation.
Right, and fiery indignation meaning what? The Heavenly Father is angry with the wicked every day. You don't think the Father's angry with you? Yes, he is. How we know that? Because look at where you live. You live in the ghettos and slums. Your forefathers were slaves. Why do you think it was that? It wasn't because you were inferior. It wasn't because you were dumb. It was because you broke the commandments of God. Why do you think our people are still suffering and still declaring what? They want better rights. They want to live in a better condition. Although they claim to be what? Oh, we part of this society, yet you still seeking what? A better place. Because you know in your heart that this is not the conditions you're supposed to live in. You know in your heart that you're supposed to live like princes and kings. So let's read on.
But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy on the two or three witnesses.
So the Bible says he that despised Moses' law died without mercy on the two or three witnesses. Meaning what? Like, for example, the Sabbath day. If anybody was found breaking the Sabbath day, and there were two or three witnesses that viewed that, guess what? That man was put to death without mercy. The people will pick up stones and stone that man for breaking the Sabbath. Now, in this generation, there is nobody doing that. So that means what? Our people do not fear when they break the commandments. But in reality, they should have more fear. Why? Because the judgment is not of men anymore. The judgment is of the Most High. Let's read that.
Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye.
Of how what?
How much sore punishment.
And the punishment is worse. Of how much sorrow punishment, suppose ye,
shall he be thought worthy who have trodden under the foot of the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of grace.
So the Bible says that the word of the Most High says that the Most High has given you freedom to choose to keep his commandments. But guess what? You chose to break it. He said, of how much sorrow punishment suppose ye you should receive. For what? Because when every single time you break the commandment, you break the Sabbath day, you commit adultery, you sell drugs to one to another, you steal. In reality, you're trodding the Son of God, meaning you're stomping upon him. You're considering the mercy that he's shown you as something unholy, as something despicable. That's what the Bible says. As a matter of fact, hold that spot. You could drop the one in Exodus. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15. Because the Bible says the Most High gave us grace, but despite that grace, our people take it as what? As nothing. When Christ died on the cross, a lot of you saw that movie, The Passions of Christ. You cried, you said, oh my God, that's what Christ had to go through? Guess what? He went through worse. He went through worse for your sins. But guess what? Although he went through worse, our people do not consider that that man sacrificed himself, being without sin, being without sin. I got to repeat that. Being without sin for a nation that was in sin. While you were yet sinners, Christ said, I'm going to die for these people, showing a great love. Now, imagine somebody was to show you that much love and you dissed them. You say, you know what? I don't want to hear what you got to say. Guess what? That person's going to be really mad. They're going to be really upset. Why? Because they did a great sacrifice so that you can survive. So the judgment that Christ is going to bring upon this earth is going to be great. Why is it going to be great? Because when you heard the word, you chose to refuse. You hardened your heart. Let's read that. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. So the Bible says, I call heaven and earth, and I record this day against you. Meaning, the Father understands that what? When you heard the word. Meaning, at this point, the Heavenly Father is showing you mercy by sending out his pastors to teach you the knowledge according to the Bible. Because in your churches, you're not receiving the commandments. You're not receiving the understanding of how to receive salvation. Your pastors take your money away from you, and you love it to have it so. You like to be lied to. Yes, since you're saved. No, you're not. You're not saved if you're still in sin. You're not saved if you don't understand something as simple that today this is the Sabbath day. If you don't understand that the Bible is commanding you to keep a day holy, which is part of the Ten Commandments, which a lot of our people say, I know the Ten Commandments. I obey the Ten Commandments. No, you don't. You do not obey the Ten Commandments. How we know that? By the rosary beads around your neck. By the crucifix around your neck. By the image of who you believe is Christ around your neck. Is that not breaking the first and second commandment? Thou shalt have no other gods before me, nor make unto thee any graven image. Yes, it's breaking the commandment. And on top of that, you choose to disobey the commandment and claim that God gave you the wisdom and gave you the permission to break his law. By saying what? Well, Christ came so and died for me, so I don't have to keep the law. Does that make any sense? Repentance is what? Changing your ways from sin. Meaning you are remorseful for the wrong you have done. You want to say something? And you brothers and sisters out here today that walk by and ignore what we're teaching up here. But it is imperative that you listen to this, because this is your salvation. This here is your salvation. You're just walking out here, breaking the Sabbath, laughing upon us when we teach in the word of the Most High. But the day shall come, as it is written in Isaiah 66, the slaughter shall be many. It's going to be many that's going to perish in the day of the Lord. And then what you going to do? When you're supposed to have been taking heed to this warning that we are teaching you today. Right, because a lot of you say what? Oh, those Israelites, they're loud. Oh, those Israelites, all they preach is hatred. Yeah, you're right, we do preach hatred. We hate sin. That's what we hate. Guess what? Christ hated sin. The Bible tells us to hate sin. It's not righteous for a man to hate one that is a thief. It's not righteous for a man to hate adulterers, fornicators. Yes, that is righteous. Who in their right mind would love a person that would want to kill them? Who in their right mind loves a person that sells them drugs? That's not the way to be. Who in their right mind believes that it's okay for their daughters to be dressed scandalous? Oh, my daughter, she's in the Freaky Leak video. The Bible tells you what? The Bible tells you the judgment is going to be great. So let's read in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19 again. I call heaven and earth to record this day, to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death. So the Bible says the Heavenly Father has recorded, meaning the Heavenly Father has a book in the heavens where he has written down the judgment against you. Meaning the Heavenly Father has given you the chance. He already gave you 100. So you could pass the test. And that 100 was Christ. Now it's up to you to keep that 100. And how is that? By learning the commandments of God. By learning what? The statutes. By learning how to be a righteous nation. Because guess what? We see the hatred in our people's eyes. The Puerto Rican hates the Dominican, the Haitian hates the Jamaican hates the so-called Negroes. But if they knew the Bible, they would learn what? That they in reality are the chosen seed of Israel. One family. One family that went through the same slavery for the same cause. Which is what? Because they broke the commandments. So the Heavenly Father is recording this day. This same day. What's today? Today is June 25th, right. Today is June 25th. He's recording this day against you. Because guess what? Every single one of us will have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Let's read that matter of fact. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, and both thou and thy seed may live. Right, so the Bible is giving you an option. The option is what? The Heavenly Father have set death before you and life as well. Why is death an option? Doesn't everybody die? Yes, everybody does die. But guess what? Not everybody lives. Why I say that? Because Christ has promised you eternal life. Immortality. You know what's immortality? That has not been seen on this earth. Nobody could give you that. No God has promised you that. No God has promised you a kingdom of heaven. A place where there shall be no pain, suffering, sorrow. No tears. Because guess what? There's many tears in the eyes of our people. So the Heavenly Father has said, choose blessing. Because he has promised us blessing from the beginning. When he called us to be a nation. When he took us out of Egypt, out of slavery. From another black nation. Let's read that in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1. After that, we want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. Deuteronomy 28 verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. So the Bible says, this will surely come. This will happen. If you were to listen sincerely unto the commandments of God. Why? Because it is evident that our people have a problem with listening. They close their ears. They close their minds from hearing the word of God. It says, if you will hearken unto the commandments of the Lord. He didn't say hearken unto men. He didn't say listen to T.D. Jakes. Listen to Cry for a Dollar. Why? Because the commandments are simple. Thou shalt not kill. Who needs interpretation with that? There's no interpretation. Thou shalt not steal. That's very simple. Do not commit adultery. But guess what? You're willing to pay $15 to see Cry for a Dollar in Madison Square Garden. But you don't, or $25. But you're not willing to hear the commandments of the Lord. Why? Because it shows your wickedness. It reveals what type of woman and man you really are. It shows what? That in sincerity you are not. In sincerity, you worship the devil. You follow your own pernicious way, your own lasciviousness. Let's read that. Proverbs 17:4. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips. A wicked doer, meaning a wicked daughter or son. How we know a wicked doer? Because they take heed to lies. Like for example, you go to your churches and your churches tell you you must pay tithes. Right? But if you go to the commandment were given unto the Levites. And the tithes was not money. The tithes were what? Of the fruit of the land. Your cattle. Which none of us have. Because we live in the city. Yet, you pay your tithes diligently. But when it comes to the commandment like what? You cannot eat the swine. You want to disregard that. Oh no, not that. That pork tastes good. I love my pork. I eat it from the ears all the way down to the feet. The pig feet, oh my God. I love it when it's in their jar, the juices. Oh, shrimp?
Yeah.
You can't talk about shrimp. Yo, shrimp got nutritious things. Yeah, right. How is nutritious when God said it's unclean? Right. All right, let's read the law, Leviticus 11. Because he did make the shrimp. The shrimp has a purpose. And that's what we're going to read. The shrimp has a purpose. The purpose of the shrimp is to clean the sea, not to be eaten. Just like the pork. The pork is done, was created for a purpose. Leviticus, verse 10. And all that have not fins and scales in the sea and in the rivers, of all the moves in the waters, of in the living thing which is in the water, they shall be an abomination unto you. Right, so the Bible says, whatsoever have not fins and scales. Guess what? Lobster does not have fins and scales. Shrimp has not fins and scales. Clams does not have fins and scales. So what did God say? Whatever those things are, verse 9. I'll read it again, the last part of verse 10. It shall be an abomination unto you. Shall be what? It shall be an abomination unto you.
A what?
An abomination.
We got to define the word abomination because a lot of people don't know that word. Abomination means what? A filthy, disgusting, abominable thing. It means that it's not good for you. It means that the reason you got high blood pressure is because you're breaking the commandment of God. The reason you got diabetes is because you're breaking the commandment of God. Every creature was created by God. But guess what? Not every creature was created to be eaten.
Of God.
Do you eat rats? Do you eat roaches?
Do you eat dogs?
Do you eat dogs?
Do you eat cats?
Do you eat cats?
No,
you don't eat that because you have a little sense in you to understand what? That those things are not supposed to be eaten. Let's jump down to verse 46 in that same chapter. In Leviticus 11, verse 46. Verse 46. This is the law.
This is what?
This is the law.
No, this is not the law.
This is an opinion. This is my opinion. This is that brother's opinion. The Bible says what? This is what?
This is the law of the beast and of all of the fowl and of every living creature that moveth in the waters. And of every creature that creepeth upon the earth.
Read on.
To make a difference.
To make what?
To make a difference.
Right, because the Bible says that the law of God is perfect. Making wise the simple. Meaning, God has given you the wisdom. You're not smarter than God. If God said eating pork is wrong, it is wrong. If God said eating shrimp is wrong, it is wrong. So he says to make a difference between what?
The unclean and the clean.
Between what?
The unclean and the clean.
Read on.
And between the beast that may be eaten and the beast that may not be eaten.
Right, so the God of Israel has given you laws to show you what must you eat and what cannot be eaten. Why? Because the Most High created us. He knows what's good for us. Going back. We got to go back. We're going to drop that. Deuteronomy 28, verse 1.
And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth.
So meaning what? God has promised us already blessing. God has promised, according to the Bible, that if we kept his commandments, we would not be in the condition we are in now. Because why? Because God is our Father. He does not choose. He does not want you to be dead. He does not want to judge you in the fashion that he has promised. But you forced his hand. You forced his hand, and that's why he brought us into slavery. That's why he brought us into a foreign land, a land which we never knew. Because we were in Jerusalem. We were in Spain. We were in Africa. Although we were not Africans. And he brought us here to show us what? That if we do not obey his commandments, he will judge us. Let's read that, matter of fact. Let's read that. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 16. Jeremiah 16, let's begin at verse 10. Because a lot of you don't know that the Bible speaks of this generation. It speaks of you. How some of you will reject the commandment. And some of you will obey. And will say what? Everything I learned in this world was foolishness. And I need to repent.
I need to change. Everything I learned from my father is wrong. Because guess what? What you learn from your fathers, you learn to smoke weed. You learn to what? Sleep around. And don't take care of your women. To be a whore. Or your children. Oh, have you seen your father? No, I don't even know my father. When did you meet your father? Well, when I was 25. And then you wonder why our society is so backwards. Where the women do not respect themselves and